contraception for all. That's what we're used to and that's what we expect. Sometimes human beings being imperfect, things don't quite go according to plan. That's when the morning after pill makes a welcome appearance. You can buy it from the chemist, but it'll cost you £26. If, however, you get the morning after pill from your GP, it's free. So it makes sense to pop to your GP when you end up in a contraceptive pickle. The news this morning, though, is that the message on the door of the Christian-run Lynx medical practice in Mottingham, South London, advises patients that if a consenting doctor is not available to prescribe contraception, they could contact a local clinic or chemist. A consenting doctor. Some of the practice's doctors refuse to prescribe the morning after pill on the grounds of faith and conscience. One of the practice's patients was so outraged by what she perceived as the influence of religion on healthcare that she decided to leave. The patient, who asked to remain anonymous, told the Independent newspaper, "I know the law allows doctors to do this, but I don't think it should." And here's a statement from the General Medical Council. Doctors can refuse to prescribe certain treatments as a matter of conscience. You may choose to opt out of providing a particular procedure because of your personal beliefs and values, as long as this does not result in direct or indirect discrimination against or harassment of individual patients or groups of patients. And I'm asking this morning, what do you think of an NHS practice that refuses to prescribe contraception? Do you consider each doctor must act according to his or her faith and conscience? Or do you think, given our teenage pregnancy rates, our soaring abortion rates, refusing to prescribe the morning after pill is at best irresponsible, at worst downright lunacy? Butchers, bakers and candlestick makers are allowed to work according to their principles and beliefs, so should doctors be any different? Maybe you'd actually prefer a doctor with a strong core of faith and morality to a doctor with none. 0207 224 2000.
This is Vanessa Feltz. Weekday mornings from 9
on BBC London 94.9.
Good morning, lovely listener. Welcome to BBC London 94.9. Many thanks to Paul and Penny for a tremendous breakfast show this morning. I'm Vanessa Feltz. You can catch me here on BBC London 94.9 every weekday morning between 9 and 12. And this morning, you may arrive at your GP's door. This is if your GP happens to be one at the Lynx medical practice in Mottingham, wanting the morning after pill. You are trying to do the responsible thing, having failed to do the responsible thing in the first place. So you're trying to rectify a mistake. You're trying to make sure that you don't end up pregnant when you don't want to be. So you arrive at the GP wanting the morning after pill. You want it from your GP because it's free from your GP. It could be £26 from a chemist. And there's a sign on the door saying that there may be no doctor available who is consenting, who in other words approves of giving you one of these morning after pills, in which case you've got to go somewhere else to get it. Is that fine? Do you think that's absolutely fine for doctors to exercise their religious beliefs? After all, they are human beings too. Or do you think it's quite wrong? Let's ask Peter Saunders, CEO of the Christian Medical Fellowship. Hello, Peter. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think, sir?
Well, I think it's a case of balancing rights and duties. And as you said already in the lead up, the General Medical Council does recognise that doctors have a right to object to certain procedures or treatments on the basis of their personal beliefs and values. It's not only a faith thing, although it obviously affects doctors of faith as well. When we're talking about the emergency contraceptive, as you said, yes, you can buy it over the counter without prescription from a chemist. It's also available free from sexual health clinics, from family planning clinics, Brooks centres, and so on. So it's not as if doors are closed. And doctors who feel, for whatever reason, that they can't provide it, then have to follow a set of guidelines, make sure that their patients are aware of that, that they're aware of alternative routes, and so on. But I don't think we want to get into the situation where we're forcing doctors to do things that they believe are either morally wrong or clinically inappropriate. And there's a variety of reasons why doctors wouldn't prescribe the morning after.
And what are they?
Well, there's three main reasons. Some doctors, and especially some Catholic doctors, would have a moral objection to all forms of hormonal contraception because they believe it's not natural. I'm not a Catholic myself, but that's a position some take in good faith. Mm. Others would object because of the question whether the morning after pill actually acts in some cases by causing an early abortion, in other words, from stopping an embryo implanting in the uterus. And so that could be the case. It's not proven definitely with Levonel, the one that's used, but it's certainly a factor with Allawan and with IUCDs that are put in after intercourse, that they could be causing what is technically an early abortion. And then there's another group who feel it's just not good medicine, because when we look at all the clinical trials that have been done around the world, on a population level, making the morning after pill more readily available doesn't actually decrease pregnancy rates. That might surprise you, but it doesn't. What actually happens are that pregnancy rates stay about the same and rates of sexually transmitted infections go up. And the reason for that is something we call risk compensation. People feel there's a safety net, so they take more risks. And so other doctors feel it's just not good medicine. This is not an evidence-based strategy. So there are a variety of reasons that doctors might decide that it's not morally right or clinically appropriate.
You see, some people see the morning after pill as the most exceptional contraceptive device, because this is the chance that you are given to act responsibly and try to avert an unwanted pregnancy when you've already missed the boat, as it were. You have failed to act responsibly, you haven't used contraception, or your condom has burst, as people always say it does, or, you know, something or other happened and you forgot to take the pill or whatever it is. And instead of just reconciling yourself, either to have a baby you don't want to have and are not prepared to have, or to a trip to the abortion clinic for a full-scale abortion, you try to do the responsible thing, which is to avert the pregnancy, as you say, to stop the embryo embedding itself in the womb. In other words, to stop it before it's even started. Having failed to do it at the point of intercourse, you try and do it almost immediately afterwards. You are, some people will think, making, you know, pretty Herculean efforts to do the responsible thing, not to become a statistic, not to end up having an abortion, not to end up costing the NHS any money, not to end up with a baby you don't want. You're trying to do the right thing. And some people will find it very, very hard indeed to see the moral value in trying to stop somebody doing that when they've already decided that's what they want.
Yes, it is a kind of last chance saloon, if you like. But I think people who are relying on it need to remember that, you know, the later you leave it, the less effective it is. Levonel, which is the main one used, is only 58% effective if you take it 48 hours after intercourse. So that's a 42% failure rate. So it's far better not to get into the situation in the first place. But for those who do, as I say, in Britain, it is a legal option to get the morning after pill. It's just that you have to respect the fact that not all doctors will be willing to prescribe it, and you then may need to look around for someone who will.
I mean, it just seems like a kind of unhelpful attitude to people who have had to make the decision to come and get something that they could otherwise not even bother with, and in 7 weeks' time say, oh gosh, I'm pregnant, wow, right, well, I need an abortion or something like that. They have, you know, taken the extra step, and then to see a sign on the doctor's waiting room door saying, well, you can't have it, you know, or there's nobody here who agrees you can have it, or there isn't anyone around at the moment who agrees you can have it, even though it is legally available. And as you say, you know, the GMC says that's okay, but I think we've had a lot of response on Facebook and Twitter already from people saying, is it right, is it fair for doctors to impose their religious beliefs on patients?
Well, conscience is really absolutely critical. It's one of the most fundamental aspects of what it means to be a human being or a doctor. And when you get into the situation where you're making doctors simply rubber stamps or instruments of the state or salesmen who are obliged to provide a service, you're actually doing something very damaging to professional integrity. I mean, none of us want to live in a state where people are forced to do things that they believe are morally wrong. It is deeply undermining of humanity. And I think what we have to do in these situations, in a country such as ours, where there are a whole lot of different views about things like abortion and the state of the embryo and so on, we've got to make allowances for each other, cut each other a bit of slack, and make reasonable accommodation for doctors who have a genuine moral objection or who think it's just not good medicine.
Thank you very much for talking to us. As Peter Saunders, their CEO of the Christian Medical Fellowship. Doctors are people. We're all allowed to exercise our conscience, aren't we? But what about at work? What about if you're a doctor? What about somebody who comes to say, I want the morning after pill? My contraceptive plans failed. I failed. I didn't do what I was meant to do. Or the equipment let me down, or whatever it is. Or someone told me that they were using a condom. They weren't. It broke. I forgot my pill. I'm on antibiotics. It isn't working. The diaphragm isn't working. I want the morning after pill. Is it all right for the message on the doctor's surgery to say, if you can't find anyone here who consents to giving you this, go and get it somewhere else? 0207 224 2000. We'll be back straight after the travel news.